Habibi means friend in Arabic, and Havara means friend in Viennese. And actually, this is interesting, it is of Yiddish and Hebrew origin. So two words from different parts of the world with the same meaning, friends. Being friends is what Habibi Havara is all about.
Could you tell us, please, about the story behind your restaurant that made the Secretary General of the United Nations visit it?
We are working with refugees, mainly from all parts of Syria. So ever since we opened on May 4th, we have achieved a lot already, starting from building up a fully functioning restaurant and kitchen to building a multinational team and, yeah, not to forget an ever-growing community of guests.
Where did this idea come from? Is it originally just to employ refugees coming from Syria?
Our main goal is to develop our staff's entrepreneurial skills, because the best of whom are supposed to become shareholders and managing directors of Habibi and Havara branches opening across Austria in the near future, hopefully.
What made you think about this, about going this route?
Employment is one of the most important topics for integration and inclusion in our society. Our next step to achieve our vision to, for example, intensively work on our team's education. So we are currently developing an intense program.
What made the idea of or the goal of integration of the refugees very important for you? Who started this project?
Friends and I started, and also supporting associates, had the idea last year in the summer when we began to host refugees from nearby camps like Treskirchen, and just started to come in contact with them. And we saw this huge potential. We saw not the refugee crisis. We saw not sometimes they tell it was a wave. No, we saw the potential of skilled persons, entrepreneurs, and we wanted to start a project like this.
And how was the response, the reaction from the community?
Actually overwhelming from the very beginning on. So we started in May, and from start on, we are more or less fully booked. And I think it's important to say that food is a general language. I think there is everybody loves food. Everybody can at least talk about food. And this is, I think, the heart and soul of Habibi and Havara, because we are serving an Austrian oriental fusion, and this makes it so special, because we are serving, for example, talking about desserts, baklava, which is very typically for Syria, for example, and we are serving Kaiserschmarrn. This is a very typical Austrian dish.
And what kind of impact do you think you had on the refugees themselves, your colleagues now?
Yeah, my colleagues. I think we are working very sustainable, because we want them to become entrepreneurs. Our dream is, our vision is that our colleagues will not only be employed, but will grant jobs by themselves, and even for Austrians, for example.
Tell me about the visit of the Secretary General of the United Nations. While he was in Vienna, he came to your restaurant. How was the exchange with him?
It was very inspiring and also empowering. And I had the feeling, and all of us had the feeling, that he was very relaxed, and I think he enjoyed it. He even tried our food, and he tried our homemade lemonade, for example, and Mrs. Bahn as well. And I think they were excited to be here, but all of us were even more excited, I have to say.